Yesterday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the administration's plan to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Reaction was very strong and swift across the country, including right here in the Golden State. Congressman Jared Huffman joins us on the KSRO Lifeline. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the statement that you released and your reaction.
Well, like a lot of people, I feel that it's fundamentally immoral and a betrayal of a lot of good Americans to pull the rug out from under them as the administration is proposing to do by eliminating DACA protection. So that's what I tried to express in my statement, and I'll be working hard with colleagues from both parties in the weeks ahead to try to turn this around.
And what do you think could happen to the Dreamers if nothing is done?
Well, if nothing is done, and if the administration follows through on the threat to deport them, then obviously you're going to see hardworking model Americans deported, which we just can't allow. We're going to see families torn apart. You're going to see communities riven with fear. You're going to see the economy devastated. I mean, the numbers that have been projected about what it would mean to take hundreds of thousands of quite successful Americans who are working, paying taxes, in some cases, you know, really doing some exceptional things, and force them out of the country. That's going to have a ripple effect into the economy. So it's a bad idea from just about every angle, and perhaps that's why even late last night it seemed that President Trump might be hedging a little and perhaps beginning to walk this back. At least I hope so.
Have you received any reaction from constituents about what Trump decided to do?
Absolutely. An immediate and overwhelming reaction. I'm getting it on social media. My office is getting flooded with emails and phone calls. People are outraged.
Now, you are part of a bill that's addressing immigration. Can you tell us about the American Hope Act of 2017?
Sure. This is essentially the solution, or one of the solutions, to provide legal status to Dreamers rather than eliminate this program and subject them to deportation. There are a number of bills like this out there. Many of them are bipartisan, and they range from a full path to citizenship to a type of permanent legal status. And in some cases, there are bills that focus only on those who provide military service, Dreamers in the military. The point I guess I'm making is there is a lot of bipartisan activity and support for the Dreamers. And so I'm hoping that that translates into action by Congress in the weeks ahead.
Now, if we really do have a six-month timeline, is that realistic for anything to be passed?
If Congress wanted to, we could do it in a six-day timeline. So, look, this should have happened a long time ago. These bills have been pending, in some cases, for years. So it's not the timeline that bothers me. It's really the fact that we're now going to see a test of some of the rhetoric that Speaker Ryan and many of the Republican House members and senators have issued, expressing their support for Dreamers. We're going to see if that can be met with action, and it needs to happen soon.
Do you think that there is bipartisan support for something to be done, for some immigration reform to actually go through?
There is. However, so far the Republican leadership has refused to allow any of that to come to a vote. So that's what needs to change. We need to have hearings. We need to have votes. We need to put legislation on the president's desk and then hold his feet to the fire.
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens. And we know that you're very busy and you've got a lot of work ahead of you. So thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Congressman Jared Huffman on the KSRO Lifeline.